with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is out in Kansas City watching a little basketball and doing a tour to KC. So he's getting his eyes opened up to how some of the guys like to do barbecue in this country. But it varies all around the country. And I'm in studio right now. Taking his place is the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company. And they're one of our sponsors. They have stores all around Michigan. Say hello to everybody, Shasta.
Hi there.
You didn't even get to say hi to Pauly. So I'm going to let you talk to our next guest a little bit.
Great.
You guys will get along great. But anyway, Shasta's an old friend. Her and Corey have supported the show. Wherever you're listening, there's good olive oil stores and balsamic stores. Old World Olive Company has stores all across Michigan, and they are just a superb partner and have taught me a lot about what a good EVO is.
Yeah, you've taught us a lot about a lot of things, too.
Some of
we can't talk about today.
It has nothing to do with a pontoon boat.
Not at all, no.
Anyway, so the show this week is Yankee Barbecue. And if you want to check us out, you ever want to stream the show, go to thegrillingguys.com. You can follow us on Facebook / thegrillingguys. You can check me out on Twitter. It's grillingguy. Do you get the thread there? There's a commonality. Anyway, if you want to stream the show, you can hit the listen live button, or you can podcast the show, which is an easy way to put us in your pocket. So hit that podcast. We'll send this show to you every week, and you will love it. So I travel all around the country and for Arctic Spas, and my big dealer out on the West Coast is a chain of stores called California Backyards, and on the live line right now is the president of California Backyards, Mr. Tom Tapkin. How are you, Tommy?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
Hey, I'm so glad you could join us. I wish people all around the country could see your stores, because the first time I walked in, I felt like a little boy in the biggest candy store in the world, and I wanted one of everything, because you named it appropriately, California Backyards. You have everything for the backyard, and your biggest store is how many square feet?
About 21,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty good sized store. So Tom and I have worked shows together, and I'm thoroughly impressed with how you go to market and why so many people buy their backyard equipment from you. But I've learned a lot in working those shows with you out there, and there is a flavor to Northern California and the way you guys grill.
Well, there is. I mean, a big part of it out here, of course, is that we can grill year-round, right? I have two teenage daughters, and I have to remind them on a pretty regular basis, like in the middle of February, hey, guys, right now, if we were living in Wisconsin, it'd be very difficult to barbecue. So because we can do it year-round and really don't even think about the weather as any kind of condition to outdoor cooking, it becomes something that we offer at our stores year-round 24/7. Our barbecue sales are very, very consistent throughout the months, and again, it's just something that we're very, very pleased to be able to take advantage of here in Northern California.
So the last time I was out there, which was just a couple months ago, I guess, I was shocked that all the people that came up and talked to me about having three grills, and a lot of them had like three Weber kettles.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, even with my family, and this is typical for a lot of people who like to grill here in California, we do it probably five or six times a week, and it gets to the point that you're saying to yourself, what else can I do with my barbecuing? So I personally have three units myself. I have a Kamado cooker, I have a pellet grill, I have a gas grill, and actually I have a small Weber charcoal kettle that I use as well. And the idea is, whatever you're going to cook, there's an appliance that may work a little bit better than another one for the outcome that you're looking to achieve. And so we just pick one of those appliances based upon what we're going to cook.
So I've got Shasta here from Old World Olive Company, and they have phenomenal EVOs and balsamics. You have shops like that around you. Do you guys incorporate anything like that into it?
We're just starting to. You know, we very traditionally have been into the dry rubs and the barbecue sauces. We started expanding what we thought of as spices regarding vegetables about a year ago. And we've just started incorporating, you know, some of the finishes that you're talking about now, like the balsamics, into some of the cooking that we're doing, just coming online with us.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. This is Shasta.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, olive oil is an excellent way to incorporate some flavor as well. I know that typically we think of olive oil and balsamic vinegar as a finish, like what you had mentioned. But a lot of times, if you just gently use an olive oil on whatever you're cooking, sometimes that flavor will stick a little bit better, and it gives you a nice moisture barrier on your product as well. So just something to think about.
It definitely does. In fact, one of the things that I tell people who are new to grilling and are asking me in particular about cooking items other than meat, my favorite things to tell them is simply a little olive oil and a little salt and pepper.
Right.
Anything tastes good on the grill.
And a drizzle of balsamic vinegar at the end.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A little
right.
bit of vinegar out there.
You guys are huge for tri-tip out there. I was blown away when I went to Costco when I did that last show for you and had to pick up some tri-tip to see Costco's maybe 8 or 10 foot meat case full of nothing but tri-tip. That's just the tri-tip section. But, I mean, you guys are nuts for tri-tip.
Yeah, we are. Well, I grew up in Santa Maria, which is kind of considered the home of tri-tip cooking in the United States. And so I can remember being 8 or 9 years old and watching the Elks Club parade in Santa Maria. And after the parade, all the barbecues are fired up, all the wheel wood-burning barbecues are fired up on Broadway, and we'd go and have barbecue after that, and it was always tri-tip. So it has gotten much more popular now. I've been reading, you know, there's various tri-tip restaurants in different locations focusing
really?
Just on that. Yeah.
Those poor cows don't have a chance. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are talking with Mr. Tom Tapkin, a dear friend of mine from California Backyards in Sacramento, California, and soon to be a sixth store popping up. I'm going to see you in June at the Whole Foods Top Chef event.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we run that in conjunction with Whole Foods. They donate all the food, and then we donate the barbecues, us and our manufacturers. And we run several different types of grills with several different restaurants, and they compete against each other. So some of them are cooking on gas grills, some are cooking on all-in-one, some are cooking charcoal, some are cooking pellet. And then at the end, people get to sample throughout the competition, and then at the end they vote on their favorite samples, and winners are chosen that way.
And I'm not going to be cooking. I'm just going to be doing the dishes from what I understand. But anyway, I'm happy that I'm going to come out and hang out with you guys again. When it comes to a tri-tip, have you ever tried rubbing an EVO on it before you put it on the smoker?
No, I haven't. What I tend to do with my tri-tip, and really with all of my beefs, I try and use some type of an acid-based marinade ahead of time to etch the meat.
Really?
I like to use Worcestershire sauce. And there's also a spice out there made by a Canadian company called The Perfect Steak that I consider to be Worcestershire sauce with some spices in it.
Nice.
And I'll that's what I use on my beef ahead of time, you know, prepping it with that.
Great tip. Mr. Tom Tapkin, California Backyards, a little West Coast barbecue style for the Yankee Barbecue Show. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Running five stores isn't easy, so we'll let you get back to work and make some real money.
Hey, thanks a lot. Let's keep on grilling.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, California Backyards, they're five stores. They're beautiful. I mean, first class, and they're an Arctic spa dealer. So,
wow.
You know, how much do you love that?
Right. I'll tell you, we could use a California Backyard here.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal place, and the rest of the country has not really caught on quite, but we're starting to get there.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk to a guy who's a great friend of mine. Brad Barrett. We'll be back.